Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am so happy for the cool down here. The days over the last 2 days have been beautiful. Just stunning. How about you?
It's been gorgeous up here. We got to cool down a little bit. It's not going to, you know, here again, we're taking a reprieve, and they're telling us it's going to go back up again, but I'm enjoying the cooler weather.
Exactly. Me too. I went to the Symphony Under the Stars last night. We had ballet, they had the classics. It was this big thing they had here in Roanoke, Virginia, in Elmwood Park. The place was packed. The performance was spectacular, and we could not have had better weather than what we experienced last night. It was that good.
Awesome. Sometimes things work out really well.
Yes, yes. And we have a few things showing up here tonight, and what's happening on the new moon. Oh, my goodness. It seems like a very productive cycle.
Well, yeah, that Virgo energy, roll up those sleeves and let's get going, you know.
Exactly. The busier, the better.
Especially with,
well,
you know,
I like
those
planets. I like the trines. Yeah, tonight I
like
the trines.
Yeah, you knew where I was going.
Mars. Yeah. And you know what? It's so interesting because with all the retrogrades we've had this summer, I've gone through, like, a lot of my archives, things I've done, events I've done, and all that stuff. And some of these things I could bring back to life with just a little bit of tweaking. And I think this Uranus retrograde is going to bring it to me over the next 7 weeks.
I think you're right. Because, again, here, readdressing with it retrograde, readdressing those old things that you started or that you got stuck at or that something got in your way or whatever it is, going back and saying, well, let me try that again. Right now is a great time. One of the things you didn't mention in your blurb is that we have a yod going on, and that's from Mercury to Pluto to Neptune. And what that is, you know, again, envisioning that dream with, sorry, my voice went. Envisioning that dream that you've had, because Neptune is still retrograde and also Pluto is still retrograde, re-envisioning that dream that you have and changing your perspective. And it will transform and change the situation. And that's what I think really is a catalyst also to that work that we have to do. Because, again, if we go back to some of our dreams that we had before and say, let's try that again, we're going to have great success during this period of time. It enables us to have that psychological change, and I really like that.
I so agree, yes. Yes, ma'am. Now, the new moon chart.
I just thought it was funny that you didn't mention
the
yod.
Oh, my goodness. The new moon chart with all of this earth in here. Now, you know me. I don't have a chart that has much earth at all. Okay. But the trines to Uranus and Venus, and by wide orb, Mars, are trying also retrograde Saturn. There's so much manifestation going on in this new moon chart. It blew me away. It blew me away.
Oh, yeah. It really is. It's all about we can do it. We can recreate what we want, and we can make it happen. And it's really For some reason, I think this one of all of them is a little bit more optimistic than most. And I think people will have a little bit more of that optimism and realism because it's all Earth. I mean, all the trines are all in Earth, so it's very grounded in this Earth, where its physical manifestation can be made and can be seen right in front of us, which is just, I think it's awesome.
Just for those that are listening, there's two signs that are ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication and perception. Gemini tends to gather all the data together, but Virgo looks at the data and can form a conclusion that is actually workable in the world. It's a mutable Earth sign. So when Jacqueline and I look at these charts, this is what we're seeing. Ideas that you had, you maybe didn't write them down, you can't remember them, and they come back to you in a dream or whatever. This is a time to make sure, during this very predominant Virgo cycle, jot things down, if you can. I don't care if you do it on your phone, I don't care if you do it in a journal, but this is a time when ideas that you have, things that you think or perceive, can manifest or bear fruit in an interesting way later on.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't have said it any better than you did. So. That's the reason why we keep saying roll up your sleeves and go to work, is because it's all of that. And I so agree with her. This is a time we're taking notes, okay, because you're not going to remember all of this. Virgo is a dual sign, and it has that duality to where you'll get this epiphany, but then all of a sudden something else gets in your way, and you're going to have to manage around that too as well. So I like that you emphasized write it down, because that can go a very long way.
It can. Or tell another person that will remember, like your best friend, you know, your mate, whatever, your child even. When you share these things and somebody else has heard the dialogue or you can hear it again of what you just expressed, this can be very valuable, you know. And I haven't had much Earth in my heart at all, so when all this Earth comes in, I'm sometimes feeling a little bit disarmed. But so far, so good, Jacqueline.
That's a good thing. Both of
us
have, my Earth is in Saturn, so it's all of my lesson keeping. So it's the only Earth I work with, and so having all of this like you, it's a little overwhelming sometimes.
But you're also an awesome teacher, and this is also, I think, part of that, because I've been teaching some classes, doing some shares. I'm going to tweak them up to maybe bring more people in. They're just curious, no pressure. Share the wealth of what you and I both see every day, Jacqueline, because I think it's good for people to understand that they are not alone here, and there's a pattern, and there is a challenge, and there's an outcome, and there's choices. It's not all carved in stone. And you and I know that better than anybody else, but it's good for me now
to look
at what I've been doing and change a little bit to open up that venue of if you do this, it's going to go that way. If you do that, it's going to go another way. But either way is going to serve you. You're going to evolve, you're going to grow, and it's going to be to your benefit.
You're absolutely right.
We have a number of people on hold. Maybe we should see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Erica 256, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Tucker, Georgia.
Hey.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly,
how are you?
I recognize that voice as soon as you said hi.
I'm well. How are y'all?
Good.
I'm doing awesome. So, what question do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm asking for some advice because of the type of Scorpio that I am. Because I know my job is temporary, And I've been doing some reflection, and I went for a job that I thought I was going to be better, but I should have stayed where I was. And I'm just dealing with some deceit and some facades at work. And I just want to know the best way to navigate that.
Well, your sixth house of work is, at this time, very frustrating. It's only going to last for about a week. The planets in early Virgo are forming squares to your Neptune in Scorpio, which is your latest planet in Scorpio in the sixth house of work and service. So there can be a lot of criticism. There can be a little bit of backbiting. There can be things being said that are not necessarily documented. But it's not going to last for long. And you've got some sustained trines to some of your Scorpio energy with your north node, which is transiting through your second house of how you earn your daily bread. And what you see your purpose is right now. It is a mixed bag. I wouldn't jump because there's still too many planets retrograde. But I'm going to let Jacqueline talk to you too because I'm sure she's seeing something I can't see in this. But that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I agree with what Aphrodite said, okay, is that this is a temporary situation, and we've talked to you, I think, about it being, you know, a temporary situation, but on the day-to-day basis, I can understand it being frustrating, okay? There's no question about it with the squares and the challenges that are upon you. Gossip is awry, okay? However, okay, and I want you to remember this because you have the Arabic part of fortune conjunct your Jupiter in your sixth house of day-to-day work, okay? And remember, like a Scorpio, that in the long term, things shift, okay? Because what that does is that that's a karmic thing. If you've got guardian angels over your shoulder, and this is a karmic debt for them that they're going to have to address, okay? So the more silent you are, or if you have conversations that are contradictory, ask questions. But don't get involved in it. Go, no, karma's a bitch, and they're going to get it. Okay?
Okay.
Because you have too many guardian angels over your day-to-day work to make it not happen. Transiting Jupiter is in your sixth house. So it may be aggravating, but think about it in the long term that it's going to work for you in the end. That you're going to have your vindication, okay?
Okay.
On the day-to-day level, I think you need to find something that you can transform and change, something that you can do to really, a hobby of some sort. And I don't care whether you want to do, which I don't think you're much into sports, but any kind of hobby that you want to pick up and do of a creative level. You have your Mars in your fifth house with Uranus, and your Sun is there as well. So I think you can really find some creative attribute that you want to do, okay? And I would pick up a hobby on the side so you can take out your frustrations on it, okay? This too shall pass. It won't be long, but this too shall pass.
Okay.
And I want to remind you of one thing, my dear. There's so many planets in Scorpio. You understand events and process. And you're psychic enough to see other people's hidden agendas. So don't personalize what is not personal. Okay?
Got it.
Don't do that.
Got it.
And you keep us posted. You know what? Top it up, Buttercup. You're going to shine in the sun. Okay?
Thank you both.
It's a matter of beautiful.
God bless you, baby.
Thank you. God bless y'all, too. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. All right, bye. Every time I look at her chart, I am blown away. I am blown away with that chart. Goodness.
That's some intense chart. But, you know, all the shifts that she has in her life and transformations and changes, there's a real beauty in it. And so even though she has a bigger mountain to climb, there's a lot more beauty in that mountain.
I can see her doing the hurrah at the top of that mountain. This girl's got it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Erica 865, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you for taking my call. This is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you guys, what type of work do you still see me doing when I move to Florida?
Are you January
7th? I'm sorry. Excuse me. I didn't.
You,
I heard.
When's your birthday?
Oh, 1/5/56. I think it's 9:30 a.m.
Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. And where do you live now?
California now.
You're where?
California now.
What city?
Hollywood area.
Nice.
Oh. I used to live off of Franklin and Gower.
Oh my gosh, yes. I used to live near Gower. I used to live near Gower, and now I'm closer to Fairfax. Fairfax.
Oh, okay,
area.
Nice. Nicer area.
Yeah, Santa Monica, Fairfax. Yeah.
I lived in Santa Monica for 5 years.
Oh my gosh, I was there for
UCLA,
a little while.
I have a microbiology degree. Even though I'm a psych, I have a microbiology degree. Okay.
Wow.
Now I want to tell you something. Saturn is retrograde right on top of your sun. Okay.
Wow.
In the first house in California, it doesn't turn around until the 18th of September. Okay.
Oh.
So this is an excellent time to work your strategy. And all these planets on the new moon, they're moving through Virgo, they are going to give you all kinds of options. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Be open to a lot of different things. You have a Mars in Scorpio. You can do this, okay?
Okay.
Aphrodite is right on. That Saturn retrograde is dead on your sun. Okay, but
okay.
In your natal chart, it's in your 12th house. So I'm going to say your dream time is crucially important during this period of time. This is about envisioning how you want to transform and change your life. When on the grid that she's looking at, it means that you can manifest this in the physical world through the first house. Once it goes retrograde, I think it's September 17th. It's in the teens,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, 17th, 18th is that night. Yeah, it goes direct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I off the top of my head, I'm not good with the exact dates.
Good. It's okay.
When it goes direct, it's going to launch you, okay?
Wow,
so this
I love it.
This whole time over the next couple of weeks, you really want to envision your dream. You want to look at where you want to be, what you want to do, and start making physical plans to see that. And really look at it physically manifest, because when Saturn goes direct, it's going to go, okay, here you go.
Oh,
all you
got
to do is put in the work. So really, over the next few weeks, think about that strategy and that plan and be open to all options, key factor.
Okay.
Don't just stop at one. Go, okay, that's one. Now what's the next one? And don't make a choice or a decision until you see all those options.
Okay, wow, I love it. Fantastic. Thank you,
I want
lady.
You to know one thing. At the end of September, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, which is only in Sagittarius every 12 years, okay?
Wow.
It is going to pass over your north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible. You do want to do the dance with all that you have already learned, and you want to teach others. And that's where you need to be.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm getting chills. Wow.
That's why Jacqueline and I love doing this, because we know we can see what's really going on. It's all around you. Like when we set up your chart, we put the chart above us, around you, almost like the universe is hugging you. And we look at this and we say, oh, she's cosmically correct. There's a little bit of time lapse, but it's coming. How sweet is that?
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You have
blessings.
A sweet night. You keep us posted, babe, okay?
I will. Absolutely. For sure. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless.
A lot going on.
I had a client, and I have to tell you this because this is funny. I had a client that I told her probably 3 or 4 months ago, okay, that something was going to happen. And I said, now you need to prepare for this, okay, because this is the way it's going to go. And she apparently just said, you know, to me, said, okay, we moved on. But again here really went, oh, yeah, right, that's going to happen. Well, it did. And she texts me and she says, hey, I didn't think it was going to happen, but you're right on again. And I was like, oof. You know, sometimes, you just got to, sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith that when it comes up and not look at it as, oh, no, I don't want to see that. That can't be real. When it actually is real, you know, the universe sometimes does give us great gifts, you know, and so we just got to hang in there until they happen, you know.
And for those that have signed in for the first time, you have to understand what Jacqueline and I do. We're translating an ancient language because, and we both studied under different teachers, but we have taken it to the next level where we use our intuition and our own spiritual gifts to give you insight into what's going on. This is a very ancient language, and some people don't take it up because it gets too complicated. For some reason, it's spoken to both me and Jacqueline, and when we met, we became the fast friends we've been for many years now. So when you call in to us, we might see different facets going on, but know that this is real. This is real. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I just wanted to let them know because people don't understand what this is all about, but you and I do. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, when it comes to astrology, you know, there's a certain passion that certain people have for it because it is. I like the way you talk about it as being a unique language because we are the interpreters. It's kind of like those interpreters that translate Spanish to English or Greek to English. Let's put it that way, a little bit more difficult here. You know, or things like this. So it is. It's a fun art, and you know, some people are just made to understand this art, and just like some people are made to speak Greek. You know,
and that's why you and I both love to teach people because they have the potential to help others like we do.
Absolutely,
and that is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing we do.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 708, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Patricia from Illinois.
Hi,
hey,
Patricia.
Patricia,
how
are you?
Tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
So what's happening, lady?
Well,
first of all, what's your birth date? I've got a lot of Patricias.
Oh, okay. I'm January 7th, 1955.
Gotcha. Found you. Perfect. Okay, so sorry to interrupt you. What would you like to know today?
Does my chart give you or could get help me with what I'm really good at? You know what area
Do you still live in Illinois?
I do.
Okay. Now, there's more than one way we can look at this. And what I would like to do for you, because I want to look at your progress chart and see what your profile scores are for what's going to bring you to your next level. Okay. Jack, can you give her a take while I'm doing this research for her, just for this minute?
Absolutely. I can think of it right now, okay? Because when you go to the root of your chart, okay, what it shows is it shows your Mercury in Capricorn. I must fix. And that's in your sixth house, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's not only that you have a sun in Capricorn, you have an Arabic card of fortune in Capricorn, and your north node in Capricorn. So what it's all about for you is I must fix, okay? You must be able to be empowered in a situation to be able to fix it, okay?
Yeah.
This is all about knowledge more than actual hands-on. You notice I didn't say your Mars was in there. Your Mars is in Pisces, okay? So, and it's all about that high spiritual realm, okay, when it comes to that. Because what it goes on with this, because your day-to-day work, what you're going to be happy doing on a day-to-day basis, must be independence. You're not an 8-to-5 kind of girl. You're never going to be, okay? So you must have your own independent work. You must have that with a Sagittarius rising. It also leads to some kind of teaching training, okay? So here again, what you're trying to do is you're trying to fix people. You're trying to train them to do some kind of task. Okay, this is what you're made to do on this earth. So now that I've told you that on your basic functions, I'm really going to have Aphrodite tell you the scores so that she can tell you a little bit more refinement into that at this point in time of what your journey is about and what right now would be more your mission. But remember, your core is always going to have to be that way, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I just want to verify the exact birth information because I did not see it was Sag rising. So tell me your birthday again.
No, it's Sagittarius on the sixth house. She's got a Cancer rising, 25 degrees. Conjunct Jupiter.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. All right. So let me tell you what's going on with these profile scores. You progress a day for every year you live here. So we add your years as days to your birthday. Your progressed birthday is actually March 13th. Okay? So that being said, you're evolving. We all evolve throughout our journey here. Okay? Now, I have to tell you, usually the only scores I look at are those that usually goes from 0 to 150. And so usually anything over 100 I look at. They look at you in 25 ways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 aspects of your personality want to take a quantum leap right now.
Well,
I'm going to give you a little bit of information about this. First of all, logic. Technical detail, research, mental concentration, 148 to the top of the graph. Originality and inventiveness, 149. Romantic, inclination to fall deeply in love, 148. You have diligent, patient effort, ability to successfully finish tasks, 166 off the graph. Loyalty to friends, family, intensity of bonding with people that you vibrate to their frequency, 125. Need for solitude and retreat, you need that too, 149. Need to be part of an organization, group effort, company that has meaning, 237, girlfriend. Really?
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Independent, wanting to follow your own instincts, not necessarily taking direction from others, 174. Specialist, 163. Sense of duty, obligation, responsibility, integrity, 147.
Wow.
Because you progress with what you came in with. When we move through time, our energies change because we fulfill certain parts of destiny. We are successfully able to retrieve part of our positive karma, okay? And it's beautiful. Your progress chart, you've got a double grand trine in water, you're probably more psychic than me. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's part of what I'm trying to evolve to, is that part of myself, like yoga, meditation, and being helping others to, like, recognize at an earlier stage, like, some of the things that are happening to themselves. And what the power we actually really have but don't know, that type of arena.
Have you ever thought about becoming a yoga teacher?
Actually, I have. Just recently.
Okay.
Just recently.
I love
it. Here again, that's a good modality for you. Again, with what she's talking about with the scores, it's a lot about faith. It's a lot about trust. The work you do is your passion. It comes through your soul. You can't do something that you don't believe in. Okay.
Right.
And here again, with the scores Aphrodite's talking about, it leads you into doing something very spiritual, such as whether it be yoga or something like that. Something to work with people and changing their physical health would be an awesome thing for you. So here again, I would start looking at what the universe is showing you in this and saying, this is my passion, this is what I want to do, and not fear it, but jump into it both feet, whether it be a yoga teaching or whatever you want to do. I think that's really where you're going to find your happiness, because if you're not doing the right work, you're not really happy. Capricorns are just that way.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I want to say
really
one
awesome.
More thing before we go on to the next caller. It's very important.
Okay.
I so agree with Jacqueline and everything she said. And when we look at the North Node and the South Node, they have meaning as far as karma, and Jacqueline just mentioned that. Right now, on this next new moon, which is coming up pretty quickly on the 30th, Mars, action, a lot of war and libido, the sun, okay, your radiant light, the moon, your reflective light, your part of fortune, your rising star, and Mercury are all in trine to your north node, which is the cup overflowing of the Bible, to bring your gifts to the world. And why you call tonight is because the south node, the empty cup of the zodiac, is sitting on your sun, which is your radiant light. And you know how much you've had over all these lifetimes. And this chart is encouraging me to tell you, go for it. Just go for it. Yeah.
Beautiful. This has been so awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We love helping people. We love helping people. Me and Jack.
Yeah,
it's so funny because we just can see so much. I wish I had an hour to talk to you, and so does she probably right now, because there's a lot going on in this chart. We're giving you your kickoff point. Is that good?
Wow. That is so good, because I needed this. I needed you to say this today. Thank you.
God bless you. Keep us posted, okay?
I sure will. It's been awesome. I have to go back and re-listen to this.
Well, God bless it. Do so. And yet, call us back anytime. We're always here for you. We love doing this show and helping people. Both of us are so dedicated. All right, God bless.
All right, bless you both. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. I couldn't believe the lineup with this new moon with her. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had to look at it. That was
great. It's like a
blow-you-away
energy. It's like, really? Did that just happen?
Yeah, they're launching her.
That's good. That's
yeah,
why she's feeling
it.
You
know,
it's
Capricorn
so again
here.
I'm glad she
Capricorn
called us.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
Capricorns are hard when they get stuck.
Oh, I know. When they stand the test of time, they can serve greatly, and I know that too. So they're my opposite sign, so sometimes I can see into them in a unique way. So it's like looking in a mirror sometimes of the things I don't have, what they have, and how I admire that, you know?
Yeah, I've done that too.
Truly.
Wow. I admire that one. That was a little much. All right. That was good. You did that good. You know, it's funny when you do this, is that you're amazed at what, you know, here the human can do and what they can endure and what they can shift and change just by looking at it in a different perspective. And we do that a lot. I mean, definitely change people's perspectives because, you know, when they come to see us, they usually have some kind of plan of what they think is going to happen. And then, you know, hey, we are who we are. We see different things, so.
And it's all good because each of us have so many facets. For those of you who are listening, when we look at just your natal chart, there's 144 variables in dynamic. Because you are a growing and living being, okay? So when we do this work, there's so much we could tell you. So we try to concentrate, like those that are hanging on right now waiting, on the thing, the one thing you need from us on the show tonight. And it is a good idea for you to know that you are a multifaceted entity with many gifts and many lessons to learn. So we try to give you the best that we got to get you to the next step. And that's what we do here. Right, Jacqueline?
Yep, that's right.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jane, September 5th.
All right. Hey, Jane. How are you doing?
Hey.
You got a birthday coming up. Jacqueline's going to want to look at that.
Yeah. That's what
yeah.
I called about.
Cool beans. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to be in on your birthday?
I'm going to be in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live now?
That's where I live now, yes. Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Okay. Cool. Rochester Hills, or is it Rochester Mills?
Yeah, it could either Hills, H as in Henry. Rochester is just as close, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, are you planning on moving or changing your home in some way?
Maybe some renovations. Yep.
Odds are. You better get a prepare. It is. It's for your advantage. It's for the long term. Not only, which I like about it is that it's, you know, this is one of the things, one of the smaller details that come up, but it is going to, you know, whenever we do any kind of work on our homes, it does this. It's for the long term. So it's not that what you're going to be doing is something that's simple or playful or temporary or anything else like that. What you're doing is actually adding value to the home that you're in, okay? And so here again, it's for that long-term foundational structure so that this home really sets a stronger foundation for you. So it's not only for the benefit of the home and for you feeling better while you're living in the home, but it's also going to benefit you financially. So look at it as kind of like putting it into a savings account kind of thing. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's one of the things you're going to have to deal with this year is a transformation and change in your home. Okay? The thing I like about this solar return is what are your hopes, desires, and dreams? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm retired, so I don't really do much. what I've been focused on is getting out more in the world, almost getting out of this home, you know, because that's my safe space, so putting myself out. And I've made a lot of acquaintance. I've done a lot of things, but I'm not finding, like, the friendships or the bond with anything?
You will soon. Okay. Okay. What's happening in your solar return is Mercury, Sun, and Mars are all in your 11th house. The 11th house rules the social aspect of this. You're being launched
yes.
out to the public, and it's all in trine because you're going back. This is kind of a retro thing, okay? Because you're going back
okay.
to doing things that you've done in the past in your local community, okay? That's why I asked what you're doing for a living, because this might lead you into some kind of charitable group that you do some work for, or some kind of passion that you put some work into in a group environment, again here, more of that group activity type thing. So it launches you in your local community out into the public. And on the other side of that launching you out, Uranus is in your seventh house. And these are there's a ton of trines in this chart, okay? Which is why I'm saying that it's all good. It may be crazy, it may be frustrating, but it's all good, okay? Follow your intuition, because you will feel your way through this, and it will be a great thing. But don't be surprised if you meet somebody that it becomes of interest to you, too, and along the way, because there is at least a good friendship that will come out of this, if not something more.
Okay.
Well, what do you
Sounds
think after
good.
That?
I couldn't agree more. I wouldn't touch that. That was a spectacular reading. Thank you.
Oh, sounds like I've got a lot to look forward to.
Yep,
you
do. I love about your chart,
you
Jane.
Out.
The thing I love
it's
about your
like
chart,
you're
Jane,
coming out of the
you. Yep. This is a time for new interests, and I do feel. With all these planets in Virgo on this new moon, and they're all over you like bees on honey, is exchanging information with like-minded souls. Now, she's looking at the solar return, which is the year ahead. I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at the now. It is on you in 2 weeks. It's on you in
okay.
2 weeks. Be friendly with everybody. See what's around you that you're interested in. Show up, even just show up as a cameo appearance and see if it's a fit. Explore a little bit, okay? But I so agree with Jacqueline on everything she said. She was spectacular. Thank you.
It's like I had joined a church, which I like. I like the people and everything. But spiritually, it's not doing it for me as far as expanding me. So...
find another one, okay? Again here, this is all about options this year, okay? If it's, again, everything is in opposition to Neptune, your Sun, your Mars, your Mercury, all that I was talking about, and including your Venus,
right.
okay, are all in opposition of Neptune in Pisces. So it is all about finding that spiritual connection. It is about rebalancing you, and that's kind of the most important thing. So if it's not really resonating to you, try another and keep trying another, okay, until you
okay.
feel it's right, okay? Don't just
okay.
stop at one.
And I have one more thing to say about that. In your transit wheel, these planets are in Capricorn right now that are retrograde. Now, Capricorn tends to be traditional, and they're in the ninth house of God watching over you. So whether you go back the original way you honored the Most High or not, whatever made it great, bring it forward when you look again. I've gone to many different churches, and I sometimes like the stuff that's very antiquated from a long time ago. But other times, I want to be more on the spiritual. So I have learned that I have to be kind of like a clone of those two things together. I want to honor both. And I
right.
think that's where you are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
I mean, I don't mind
right.
having, like, you know, Christian music and stuff with banjos and all that stuff. But there's time that I want to hear the ancient stuff. And there's rituals. Like when I see an ambulance go by or I hear it in my house, I throw a prayer out there. But then I also believe
mm-hmm.
in spirit. spirituality, we're all trying to embrace to get healthier and happier, find new ways not to get sick, not to get upset, to tap
right.
into the infinite us. And you're where I am, and I can see that tonight. I just want to acknowledge,
mm-hmm.
as Jacqueline said, do the search. She is so dead
okay.
on. Do the search. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart.
Going to have a good year. This is a great year.
Oh, I know.
I like this.
It's going to be an amazing year. It's not like she's going to go through drastic change, but she's going through a big metamorphosis.
Correct.
That's how I was kind of seeing it, you know? Like, whoa, I love this. Because once she gets on that swirl, she'll be fine. She'll be fine, girl. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 415, you're on the air.
Hey,
hi.
Guys, it's Jessica from New Jersey. Hi.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit tired. This weekend was very, I feel like I almost cleared out my whole apartment and I repainted walls. I'm like ready to move out of here. But it feels like a new
it's
apartment.
All that Virgo energy, Jessica.
Oh, my God. I was like, let me call them. Let me see what's going on. Because I'm also having a lot of shifts in my career, which is great. And it's this interesting thing, you know, like I'll have some days that I'm so in this new energy that like, okay, these deals are working out, I'm going to have money coming in, and this is the dream life, and then I'll have like another day or another couple of days or something that I'll sort of go into this, it's sort of like a delay.
I have four Jessicas on my system. When is your birthday, Jessica?
7/16/77.
I'm having an awful echo talking to you. Can you slow down
oh,
a little
okay.
clearly for me?
I don't know. Okay. 7/16/77. I'll put the mic closer.
Okay.
Can you hear me? 7/16/77?
7:12 p.m. New York.
Yes.
Got
that's
it.
Right.
And where do you live now?
Same place.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Sorry.
So,
yeah.
So I'm going to tell you the waves are going to continue for a little while longer. Okay?
Okay.
It's for your own greater benefit. Okay? All this stuff is transiting through your eighth house of transformation and change. And you've got the Arabic part of fortune in your 10th house of career. So all of those changes that you're seeing, okay, are so for your greater benefit. They're dead on your natal Juno, okay? So that's a nice aspect to have. It's an asteroid that helps you out, okay, with your career because it's in your 10th house. You're definitely going to see the benefits and the changes in that. So what I'm trying to say is because – you're more of a fixed personality, being a Cancer sun with a Mercury in Leo and a Moon in Leo all dancing right near each other. What that does is it makes you want to go forward all the time, okay? And you're in a wishy-washy time where it goes forward and backward and forward and backward and forward and backward. I'll let Aphrodite talk about the Saturn retrograde that's going on. But over the next couple of months, it's really going to make that transition and really set you in the right direction. So for the next couple of months, I'm going to suggest that any time it starts to get a little bit more challenging for you, go, no, it's going to get better. You know, I just got to wait. It's going to change again. Okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree with you very much, but I want to say that, Jessica, your chart on this new moon is a kiss and a slap. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have so many trines and blessing lines going on in your chart right now. It's your part of fortune, and also your Chiron, the wounded healer, which is in Taurus, if all these trines and blessing lines, you have squares to your Mars, which is why it's hard for you to move forward. That's only going to last for a week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on in your chart right now. You're seeing what's not making you feel secure and is not where you think you want to stand, but you're not seeing the infinite possibilities that surround you right now. And Saturn is going to turn around right on top of your part of fortune. Now I use a different part of fortune than Jacqueline. I use the ancient one because it works for me because I've done this in a lifetime. So that's what I use in my readings. And Jupiter is sitting on your Neptune. The Virgo planets are now charging you to perfect your dream and bring it forth as a resource, not just for you, but for others. And you know what? Everything this chart tells me, no matter what we talk about tonight, you are going to do that. You are going to do that.
Things related to this is that, and this has been a very long experience since probably 2007 or earlier than that. It has to do with finances. And I know you guys said it's in the second house, there's no planets, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. But I'm tired of making myself feel bad about the finances. I just, you know, I've been wanting to stabilize stuff and have it consistent for a long time. And I don't know. I mean, I've definitely grown a lot through the experiences, but in a way, I'm sort of like, what am I still learning here? Or what do I need to do to just shift this? And I've definitely learned to be more in the flow with it, or
good.
Just relax about acceptance.
That's really good. Okay.
How come? Like, yeah. I know that. I mean, what are we missing here with the chart? Because it's been a long time with haven't really had the finances there in full flow.
What are you doing for a living?
Yeah.
I work as a healer.
Chiron the wounded healer in your chart. Chiron the wounded healer in your chart is 5 degrees up Taurus.
Okay.
Uranus is retrograding back on you right now. So you've been a healer, and you've maybe been a healer in more than one modality. The trines and blessing lines, so these Virgo planets right now, are telling me that you cannot do this alone. There's so many planets of Virgo on this new moon. You need to be part something greater than yourself and help it to promote you, dear. And you need to do it now.
Well, that's actually the new partner. Like, I've been connecting with, I would say, 3 different businesses to do promotion. And that's the experience. That's 1 minute it'll feel so right and good. I'm ready to move forward. I send emails or texts, and then I don't hear back from them for a while, or I have to keep following up with them. It sort of makes me question if it's a healthy relationship to move forward with if I'm the one who is constantly the one reaching out or pushing it forward.
Well, as Jacqueline pointed out earlier, okay, all these planets in Virgo, they're immutable. Okay? Now, you say you've already contacted 3 people. On this new moon, do you want to know how many planets are in Virgo? Let me tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. See, you want, because of your Capricorn ascendant, know that all the healing you've done is part of your positive karma. Saturn is trining all these planets. Chiron, the wounded healer, your natal chart, and Uranus, the planet of surprises and epiphanies, is trining all these planets. But Jupiter is sitting on your Neptune, and you want to move faster than you can. You want to move so fast that you could not even use your brake. This is a process. It's a process that's going to go on for over a year and a half. Work your strategy. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged. Okay? Do
so I'm
the variable things that you can do and then put it together. Do the variable things you can do and put them together. Okay? And you have more trines and blessing lines in this chart than squares. And you've got a couple that are really intense because you're listening to your rhetoric from the past rather than really moving forward and saying, I am going to flow. I am going to flow. I want that to be a mantra.
Does that mean, so I think there's like, I think this ends up being sort of like a relationship question because I don't want to repeat patterns of the past and I'm the one who is constantly putting the energy into the relationship. They're saying yes
right.
to me every time I contact them.
Right.
I'm going to
change your approach. You said you're going after these people, and you're, you know, again here, you're the one that does the follow up. You're the one that does the update.
Try it a different way this time. Try it. Go out there, start looking, talking about what you do, looking for that partnership. Throw it out there and see what comes back. Don't follow up with it. Okay, let them. And again, when you finish the conversation, go, look, here's my number, get a hold of me, and we'll do this, okay? And then walk away and go on to the next one. It's kind of like fishing. You want to keep throwing your line out there and reeling it back in and seeing if you're going to get something in. But you just got to keep throwing it out there. Like Aphrodite said, this is a time where you just got to keep going back out there. Stay positive because this is a time where I think you're going to find that partnership. And it's not through you following through and being tenacious. That is your lesson in this is don't do that again. Okay? You throw it out there and you let them come back to you. Okay? I think you'll get a better result.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will do that. I will continue to do that because I started doing that the last couple of days. I said, I can't keep following up. I'm exhausted. So
No. You don't do that. That's your lesson in this is not to do that. The universe says, if you do that, we're going to give you a hard time. So now you're climbing the hard side of the mountain instead of climbing the easy side of the mountain. Learn that lesson. Don't do that. No, you're
so
a goddess.
That's the lesson just for right now or always in my life with
my
chart?
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm a goddess. I'm letting them follow up. Thank you. That's
yeah.
right.
God bless you and keep us posted, love, okay?
Thanks, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right.
Bye.
God bless you. Bye.
God bless you, too.
Well, we're towards the end of the show, so tell people how they can reach us if they need help.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 400-0110. We're both on Facebook. Send us a friend request saying you're from Blog Talk Radio. We'll friend you and you'll know what we're doing. And we are so happy for your interest and to let us step in with you. God bless you very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.